A hearse?
Hmm?
Could I bum your sports page?
Wall Street Journal. Doesn't have a sports page.
Oh. So how's gold doing?
What's up?
I read the other day those Krugerrands. They're coming out with new denominations and sizes so that guys like me can afford them.
There goes the neighborhood.
Ron, do you notice that we don't talk anymore?
We don't?
No. I mean, as far as gold or your book or a case we're working on. Yeah, but as far as personal communication, I think we've sort of drifted apart.
Were we close?
Well, I thought so. Sort of.
Oh.
Hey, look, man, what can I say?
You know, a couple of guys, friends, you know, they worked together for a lot of years. Things happen. Their priorities shift. They develop new areas of interest. Then one day, they're just not the same people anymore. Strangers, suddenly with nothing in common. Nobody really plans on it that way. It just happens. How was that?
Not bad.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Barn.
Hey. Anything happened?
Yeah, Dietrich took Levitt out on a robbery call.
Okay. Can I take a look at the sports section?
I haven't seen it myself yet.
I think it's you.
Who's that?
It's Ira Russo. He's wanted in Arizona. Grand theft and check fraud. Turned himself in this morning.
He's tired of running and hiding. I just want to go back and make things right.
Well, we're glad we can be of help.
I called Arizona, but there's no one there. I'm going to call here.
Barney, got a disturbance. The Odyssey Playhouse over on Bleecker.
Now, you warned you. I'll get it. 12th Precinct, Captain Miller speaking.
Ira, I'll take care of you as soon as I get back.
I'll wait right here.
Is he dead? All right, well, you keep me posted. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. It was Levitt, some kid trying to hold up a liquor store. Dietrich had to shoot him.
Well, that gives us something to talk about.
Okay, Levitt. As soon as he gets out of surgery, you can book him. Yeah, right. Where's Dietrich? Well, when he's finished consulting with the other doctors, why don't you two head on back here? No, I wouldn't care for something from the gift shop. But thank you anyway.
The big guy, I guess he's still out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to get this thing over with. I mean, what I did was so horrible. The guilt, the shame, man, they're eating away at me till I can't even sleep anymore.
Exactly what is it you did, Mr. Russo?
Well, I stole $1,300.
Well, it's not exactly commendable, but there have been worse crimes.
I took it from nuns.
Excuse me.
Everyone says that.
All right, come on.
It's curtain time.
I had to do something. He was mutilating my child.
I was trying to save it, to give it some depth, some texture.
That's what I ought to do to your face.
Hey. What do we got here?
It's a mutual assault, Byrne. This is Jordan Heath. He's an actor.
Allegedly.
Yeah, and this is Mr. Edward Novak. He's a writer.
He's a hack.
Whoa.
Okay, what happened?
Well, according to accounts from the audience at ringside, a performance of Mr. Novak's play, in which Mr. Heath has a leading role, was in progress when Mr. Novak bounded on the stage and began to choke Mr. Heath.
He wasn't saying the words. I wasn't motivated.
The line was, is that the phone? Now, is that so hard to say? Is that the phone?
In the context of the moment, the phone wasn't real.
It was ringing.
Regardless, the phone was real enough that Mr. Heath tried to shove the receiver down Mr. Novak's throat.
It got a laugh.
Anyway, while they're still rolling around on the stage, Wojo and I made our entrance.
Yeah, we got a big hand too, Barn.
Harris?
Yeah.
Mr. Heath, you want to take a seat over there, please? We're going to have to book you.
That's all right with me, Sergeant.
I can use this.
Mr. Russo, you want to have a seat back here?
Did you call anyone yet?
No, I'm going to have to book this guy first.
Sure, I understand that.
We're back.
Hi, Dietrich. Dietrich?
All right.
How's,
Kid, he should be all right.
What happened?
We pulled up to the liquor store just as the kid was running out. So I jump out of the car, yell freeze, the kid starts shooting at us. So I shot him. Put a bullet in his cheek. Upper left quadrant.
You should see his wallet, sir. Gale Storm, right between the eyes.
How about yourself?
I'm all right.
Look, you want to take the rest of the day off?
What for?
Unwind? Regroup?
Look, I did what a cop has to do, right?
Right.
I got to type some things up.
Sir, I could remain up here for the rest of the day. Give Sergeant Dietrich a chance to reorient himself.
I don't think that'll be necessary. Seems to be handling it pretty well.
I know, sir. But sometimes in these situations, there's a delayed psychological reaction.
We'll keep an eye on him.
I'll be available in case he cracks.
He told me to sit here.
So sit over there.
No problem.
Words.
Pardon me?
That's all writers ever care about. Their words, their impressions, their thoughts. Actors have thoughts too, you know.
And is this one of them?
Yes.
Oh.
You see, the written word is merely a foundation upon which we actors build. The essence of the theater is the actor, and the essence of acting is interpretation, breathing life into stagnant ideas, molding them, caressing them, until they fit each character like a finely tailored suit.
And if the play happens to be ruined in the process?
Hey, I didn't write it.
Hey, Arthur, did you catch any of Olivier's act over there?
Have patience with the jealousies and petulances of actors, for their hour is their eternity. Richard Garnett.
Good quote, Arthur.
It's one for the road.
Captain?
Hmm? Here you go.
What's this?
Just a letter of resignation.
What?
I'm resigning. I didn't have time to make copies for everybody.
Should I go downstairs and change now, sir?
Any questions?
Yeah. How come you're quitting?
Look, it's simple. I just don't feel I have the right to take the life of another human being.
You did?
I was lucky.
Come on. What are you going to do? Let him shoot you?
Consider it.
This is an absolutely normal reaction to a situation like this. You know that. By tomorrow, you'll...
Well, I feel like blowing somebody else away? Listen, I've thought this out very carefully. I've just decided that my personal integrity and moral code is worth a hell of a lot more than any badge.
So, you finished reading the complaint?
Oh, yes, Sergeant. I was just making a few changes.
Oh?
It just needs a little punching up, you know?
Give me that.
Well, I finished processing Novak, and I reached Arizona. The Sheriff's Department's going to get in touch with me about the extradition. Hey, did you talk with Dietrich anymore?
No.
I don't get why he's being so hard on himself.
Well, a man obviously has certain convictions about the sanctity of human life, certain ethical principles that he feels are in conflict with his role as a police officer.
Yeah, but then what he's really saying is that the only guys that can be cops are the guys who are unprincipled, trigger-happy slobs.
Like us.
Can I help you?
Hey, do something with these.
I'm in a hurry. Producer.
If you wanted to kill me, why didn't you just stick a knife in my heart?
Hello, Leonard.
Hello, Leonard. An hour ago, I was sitting home sipping a martini. Happy man. I got my health. I got a hit play running. My wife found out about Vicky and doesn't mind. I'm thinking, life is good. Then, the phone rings. They tell me, Leonard, your author was just trying to kill one of your actors, and the people are demanding their money back. And I got 20 cases of orange jade I gotta flush down the sewer at $1.75 a cup. So tell him to leave my words alone. I never went near them.
Is this the way professional theater people behave?
Of course not. If you have a disagreement, you don't attack one another during a performance. You wait till later and do it in a restaurant.
A contract guarantees me creative control,
and I have an artistic obligation to... Both of you! I have had it up to here with this artistic creative control garbage!
Arthur, there's something I'm going to say before you go.
Oh, you're not going to try and talk me out of it, are you?
No. No, I think you should quit.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think that,
Well, I think a person with your high moral code shouldn't have to associate with people that are on our low level.
I said that?
Well, I mean, it's like you're saying that we must be morally deficient or something.
Hey, whoa, Joe. Take it easy. All he said was that he couldn't keep this job and maintain his integrity at the same time. What makes you so damn special?
Sir, Harris and Wojo are ganging up on Sergeant Deidre. Huh? Don't you might want to get in a few shots of your own.
Somebody's got to take the responsibility. Or maybe you don't think so.
Yeah.
Gentlemen?
Is this my party?
What's going on?
I'm just talking to him.
About what?
About what we were talking about in the office.
Look, the man has made his decision. We should respect that. Regardless of how it reflects on us.
I appreciate that.
However, I'm sure you can understand that those of us who remain behind might take a certain offense at the implication of some of the things you've said.
Sure, I can understand. Maybe because it's true. Maybe I do have different values. Maybe I just happen to have a stronger philosophical foundation than the rest of you. Well, is that my fault?
So why'd you become a cop in the first place?
Stood in the wrong line.
You know, it occurs to me you stood in a lot of wrong lines in your life.
What do you mean?
Weren't you a medical student?
Yeah.
What happened?
I quit.
Oh, yeah, and how long did you stay in law school?
A couple of weeks.
Teacher? Actor?
You left out beekeeper and lumberjack. That was my wilderness period.
Seems to me you've had a continuing difficulty committing to anything.
Yeah, so?
So maybe the high moral code and integrity are really just an intellectual smokescreen to rationalize away the fact that you're quitting again.
Look, maybe everything you guys said is right, okay? But I still have to hold on to my principles. Maybe I still have to hold on to this job.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm either going to go or stay.
Great. Well, welcome back, if you are.
Thanks for nothing.
Performance of detective story over now. Are you going to do something about these or what?
Oh, I was just waiting for you to ask so nicely.
Uh-huh. Well, just hold on a second here, all right? I'll put you on hold. It's the DA's office in Phoenix. They don't want to come back for Russo.
Why not?
They said that the nature of his crime isn't serious enough to make it worth their while to come back and get him.
I stole from nuns.
But if he wants to pay his own expenses back, they'll be willing to prosecute
him. I don't have the money. Honest.
All right, prepare to move out, you criminals.
Huh? Oh. You're gonna behave yourself? Start acting like adults now? Hmm?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On what he says tomorrow night.
So, tell him what you're gonna say tomorrow night.
I won't know until it comes out. Oh.
Look, Arthur, don't be so sensitive! Everything you write isn't carved in stone.
Exactly.
And you, actor, try having a little respect for the written word. The man wrote you a nice play. Say some of it. All right?
I'll try.
Good.
But it'll be an effort.
And while you're at it, why don't you drop that snotty accent? You're from St. Louis, for God's sake.
Look, the point is, there's a man here who is truly repentant and sincerely wants to pay his debt to society, and you're telling him you're not interested. I mean, what's the man supposed to think? Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
You're not going to come get me?
I'm afraid not.
Maybe you could take me back.
I'm sorry, we don't have the authority.
I see. So what happens now?
Well, we have no reason to hold you, do we?
No, he's clean here.
You mean you're asking me to leave?
Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Sure. Well, so long.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks. I'm glad you're staying.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show. With all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on.